Just hours away from another inflation reading. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The government will issue its report on April's consumer prices this morning. Experts predicting and the administration hoping the numbers will be lower than March, which saw inflation reach a 40-year peak. But the AAA has just reported the average price for a gallon of gas has gone up 3 cents from yesterday's record high.
Price of gas up nearly 50% from a year ago. It's an even steeper rise with diesel, $5.55, which of course truckers rely on to ship goods across the country. The price of diesel up nearly 78% from a year ago. President Biden blamed the pandemic, Putin, and attacked the Republicans.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, President Biden telling reporters at the White House yesterday he's not to blame.
I think our policies help, not hurt.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy reacting.
I think most Americans are thinking right. And Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes.
Congress now halfway to approving a nearly $40 billion aid package for Ukraine with support last night from both parties.
Passing in the House 368 to 57. Democratic Congresswoman Rose DeLauro.
The Ukrainian people, they need us. They are in desperate need of our support.
The package gives Ukraine military and humanitarian aid. It goes to the Senate next, but it's not clear when they'll vote on it. But the bill already has support from Republican Lindsey Graham.
It puts weapons in the hands of the Ukrainian military fighting like tigers.
President Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agree the measure needs to get passed as soon as possible.
Fox's Jill Nadeau in Washington today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to force a vote on a bill that would have put abortion rights into federal law in anticipation of a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion suggesting they could overturn Roe versus Wade. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
For the first time this primary season, a candidate backed by former President Donald Trump has lost. Businessman Charles Herbster coming up short in the Nebraska primary for governor to veterinarian Jim Pillen. A federal appeals court has refused to block Arizona's scheduled execution of convicted killer Clarence Dixon this morning, finding no reason to question his mental competency to be executed. That lethal injection is due in about 8 hours from now. Iran's intelligence ministry says it has detained two Europeans as a European Union envoy visits the country over its stalled nuclear negotiations. A clash between suspected Palestinian gunmen and Israeli defense forces in the West Bank town of Jenin has left a journalist from Al Jazeera who was covering the story shot to death. Used car prices might be getting a bit more affordable.
According to the latest Manheim Used Vehicle Value Report, wholesale prices paid by dealers fell about 1% from March to April, compared to a little more than 3% from February to March. It marks four straight months of declines. The Manheim Report tracks prices of used vehicles sold at its U.S. wholesale auctions, and the wholesale prices usually lead retail prices by several weeks. Even though wholesale prices are easing, used car prices are still high, up more than 10% from a year ago. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5 months after a devastating tornado struck, money now flowing to rebuild parts of western Kentucky.
Governor Randy Beshear is announcing a grant of $16 million to help provide about 300 homes for families in 13 counties. The money comes from a tornado relief fund supported by donations. The grant will pay for construction materials and will also go towards helping people make down payments. Nonprofit groups like Habitat for Humanity have submitted proposals. By the end of next year, Habitat hopes to build 40 new homes in Bowling Green and another 50 elsewhere in the state.
Fox's Tom Rigotti, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.